Good to be back and sharing these video and audio devotions as I evaluated what were taking place. And Facebook has really been messing up the live feeds for me and difficult to get on. And so my plan, I think, is to try to record these and schedule them each morning. And they won't look a lot different from the viewer's perspective, just a different process in my mind. And so anyhow, it's good to be back. Enjoyed the time to just step aside and pause and reevaluate. And so this week we're continuing. If you were following the printed and the published prayer guides from last week, we're continuing a focus on encouragement and the idea that, well, we ought to receive encouragement from God, and we do. But part of the purpose of that is not simply that we are encouraged, but so that we're equipped to encourage others. And today's focus is specifically on encouragement from God and some of the result of that, a result that ought to be a greater unity within the body of Christ, a greater unity among believers, among brothers and sisters in Christ, and brothers and sisters in general. And the text we're going to use today to talk about is Romans 15, verse 5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. This idea that the unity that we desire, the unity that we seek, the unity that we need comes not because we're so good at it, but it comes from God. And it comes from a God who gives us both endurance and encouragement. It comes as we follow Jesus Christ. And this encouragement from God is one that helps us to endure. It helps us to outlast the troubles that often take place within the relationships. One of the greatest destructive natures of relationships among people is, well, it's the little things that don't seem to stop, that we get tired of, that we're not sure when they'll end. And eventually we say, that's enough. And for our benefit, we're fortunate that God doesn't look at us and say, that's enough. And this endurance that we get from God is an endurance that He lives. And we're encouraged, or we ought to be encouraged, by learning an endurance that, well, as Paul writes to the Corinthians about love, it endures all things. It puts up with people just as they need to put up with us. Now, it doesn't mean that we should neglect trying to work on our relationships, trying to work on the things that, well, bug one another. But as we work on that, we learn endurance with ourselves, we learn endurance with others, as they learn endurance with us, and through that we find an encouragement that brings unity. Because we're following Jesus. You see, that's the key. The unity isn't based on us all agreeing on everything. It's based on us agreeing to follow Jesus. And as we follow Jesus, we learn more accurately what that looks like, what that means. And we put it into practice. And we become encouraged because we see ourselves growing, we see others growing, and we are more patient because we understand not only how far we've come, we understand how far we need to go yet. And so today, as we pray, our focus will be on being encouraged by God, by His endurance, by His patience, by His love, so that we can grow in unity. And we can follow Jesus together. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need in order to know what encouragement even looks like. Because your love encourages us when we're distraught, when we're fearful, when we're upset, when we're hurt, when we're angry, when we're filled with sorrow. We find an encouragement from you because you loved us like no one else. Your endurance, your great patience, your long suffering has helped so that we're not destroyed. That we don't get what we deserve, we receive grace and mercy, and we find salvation in Jesus Christ. And so, God, today my prayer is that we would learn to be encouraged by you so that our encouragement to others can have those same elements of patience, of long-suffering, of endurance. And the product of that encouragement that we give and receive would be a greater unity. That we would understand the growth process that we're in the midst of, that others are in the midst of. And as we understand that, we would not only look at how far we need to go yet, but how far we've come. And God, today, help us to grow in unity as we're encouraged by you. And God, as we grow in unity, may we lift up Jesus in all things. He's the one we're following. He's the one we're lifting up. He's our Lord and Savior. He's our model for how we ought to live, our instructor. So may we be faithful students of your word that we may encourage others with the same encouragement we ourselves have received from you. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.